Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer for God to Strengthen You by Tiffany Tibalt, read by Leah Martin. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. In our world today, many people are struggling with situations in their lives that are just so challenging. The death of a loved one, fractured families, health, financial troubles, the list just seems to never end. And hard times always bring both fear and distress into our lives. Hard times completely overwhelm our minds and emotions, and they can weaken even the strongest of hearts. Our verse today offers great encouragement to us in the midst of our messy situations. Let's unpack the hope for us today in each of its phrases. Do not fear. Fear fills us when we feel that we're all alone and helpless in our darkest moments. In every situation we walk through, God gives us this command, do not fear. And then he backs it up with the promise, I am with you. Let's go into our hard places, speaking this truth to our hearts and minds, truly knowing that God is there with us, should fill our souls with courage. Do not be dismayed. Dismayed means that we lose our courage because of the fearful situations that sometimes result from an unexpected turn of events. Things in our life can change quickly. Other people hurt us. Pain can blindside us. Situations rush at you, knocking you down, stealing your hope and disturbing your peace. God says that in those moments, do not be dismayed, for I am your God. His presence comforts you and protects your heart. He is with you in every single situation, in every breath you take, and in every hard decision that you must make. He is your God. He is strong. He is mighty. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. How can you take comfort in those words? Because God tells you how he will help you in your fearful and unexpected situations. God says to you today, I will strengthen you and help you. God will work for you in these hard moments as he makes you stronger. He will help you get through these challenging moments victoriously. Open the Bible and cling to its promises. These situations were allowed by God to strengthen you and to draw you closer to him. God will indeed help you as he works in mighty ways in your life. God promises victory for you when he makes this promise: I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God will hold you up spiritually during these times as you pour your heart out in prayer, as you fill your mind and heart with his word. He will lift you up from these fearful situations with his righteous or excellent right hand. In ancient days, the right hand of a king signified granting you favor. You will receive God's favor in every struggle that you're walking through as you keep your eyes on him. So today, can you take this opportunity to trust God more and to pour out your worries to him right there in the midst of all that's messy in your life? He is with you, and he is your God. So go tell each of your situations that you will not be fearful or dismayed. You have God with you in every single one of them. You do not have to walk through them alone or afraid ever. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this reminder from your word that you are my God. Thank you, Lord, that in everything I'm struggling with today, you are with me. It's you who strengthens me. It's you who helps me. It is you who holds me up with your righteous right hand. And it is you who responds to me with favor. Because you are my God, I don't need to fear, nor do I need to be dismayed. I trust you, Lord, for each moment of today. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.